I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving and ate tons of food. I didn't. Well, I did. I ate a lot of food. We did cook a lot of food, but several people have COVID, and so it was more of like a 2020 version of Thanksgiving, where we kind of just did the whole drive-by thing. And now today's Friday, so it is officially the Christmas season. I don't know if you celebrate it before Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people do it after Halloween. It's pretty much Christmas. And I'm more into that mindset now. I used to be today, like Black Friday would start the holiday season. But as I'm getting older, like, and it's not so much about like the presents, it's more about the season, like just, being thankful and being with your loved ones, whether it be the family you were born into or the family that you have created for yourself over time. For me, it is a little bit of both. I have cut out a lot of family members who I don't agree with, or who don't agree with me, and have bonded closer with the ones that do live in the same reality that I live in. And as for the friends, it is what it is. Like, we meet some random person one day and it's like, wow, like this person is, whatever it is that like attracts you to them. And then before you know it, you're like making plans and going on vacation. It's just the most random thing, but I'm very thankful for it all. But this is America, and it's never like as easy as it seems. It's never a Hallmark movie. There was a killing in Colorado Springs at a gay nightclub in I think last weekend. And I guess it is kind of important to like put the date out there because otherwise it's just another day. Like it's just another day here in America where some guy gets a hold of a rifle and goes somewhere and murders a bunch of fucking people because of whatever. So the authorities in Colorado Springs are not sure what the motive is here yet. I understand that that's like policy and protocol. They don't want to jump to conclusions because that is how information gets skewed, and then conspiracy theories start and all of that kind of baloney. But we're like past that stage in our society, where all he has to do is just walk in there and kill these people, and then you turn on Fox News, and before the fingerprints are even collected, these, far right psychopaths on cable television are already jumping to conclusions and telling their audience exactly what happened, even though nobody knows what happened, except that this 22-year-old guy who should not have had a gun due to the state's red flag law, which is a relatively new law there, but I mean it's pretty simple to understand. If you are a danger to society, then maybe you shouldn't have a gun. I don't think it's really that complicated. I understand, like, maybe the police don't want to infringe on people's rights because it is, whether it's good or bad, your right as an American to own a gun. Why it needs to be an assault rifle, I'm still not sure. But this guy, he apparently last year kidnapped his mother, threatened to blow her up. And yet here we are a year later, and he just gets to walk around like there's absolutely no penalty for causing that type of hysteria within your own family. Like, if he could do that to his own mother, what's to say, which we know now, would stop him from doing it to somebody that he doesn't even know? And here we are. Here we are. Five people are dead. And, like, the thing is, like, this is the week of Thanksgiving. Like, you're supposed to come together. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, like, this is the season when, we need to let go of the animosity, at least pretend to get along. It has worked forever. And the thing with, like, these white supremacists who go in and pretend that they're fucking God, that they have the right to murder somebody else because they disagree with them, or that their views are not the same. Just mind your own fucking business. Like, that's all you have to do. Like, those people in that nightclub were just living their own lives, like, minding their own fucking business, just living their own fucking life. And this guy came in there and took that away from them. He took it away from their families. And what does he gain out of this? Like, what did he gain? Like, notoriety? He's not going to be famous at all because of this. Like, there is an increase in violence and attacks towards LGBTQ and mainly drag queens because, the right Republicans, these far right psychopaths, keep pushing this narrative that drag queens and gay people are grooming children. But I don't know. I mean, just go on to any social media, and you can hear from real people who grew up being groomed by Christians, by their preachers, their pastors, the church. It's always the church. Like, if you really want to talk about people being groomed, like, you have these communities that say, if you don't agree with me, then you're going to burn in hell for eternity. I mean, that sounds like grooming. Like, never in my life growing up did a gay person come up to me and try to turn me gay. The complete opposite actually happened when I was growing up. I had older men trying to, toughen me up and turn me into a real man with hair on my chest because, that's what matters. But that's not grooming. What's grooming is somebody who wants to put on a dress and makeup and read fucking books to children that their own parents won't even read to them. Like, we live in a fucking backwards society right now. Things are so fucked up. And, these far right Republicans just keep pushing the narrative. And we're just going to keep seeing violence like this happen. I don't know what the breaking point is. I guess when enough people in this country are finally fed up with it. But when is that? I mean, we've been living with these attacks for years, years now, and they're just getting to be like a kitten in a tree. Like, it's not even news anymore because it happens so frequently. Like, if the news only ever talked about mass killings, then they would fill up their shows. And that would be that. Every article would be, oh, six people here, eight people there. Somewhere at a Walmart, a store employee walked into the break room and just started popping them off. For what? Like what? That shooter in Colorado also had a handgun, besides the AR-15 that he had. But he did not use the handgun because obviously that would have taken a lot longer to kill and to injure people. So, I mean, it always comes back to the AR-15s. Like, it always comes back to a semi-automatic gun that can just fire round after round after round after round, and bodies just fall to the floor because they're just not made to resist something that powerful. So, you know, he was tackled down by a man, and then some other patrons of the bar, you know, pretty much bet the shit out of him. And he had his first court appearance, and I don't know if you saw what he looks like, but he looks rough. I mean, he looks rough. And I don't feel bad for him at all. He could barely talk, and, you know, whatever. It is what it is. His next court date is December 6th, and I guess that this is when... you know, we'll see what the charges are going to be. They're trying to get him with manslaughter and hate crimes. So, I mean, if you say, you know, this wasn't a hate crime, then I don't know what constitutes as a hate crime anymore. So, the thing is about... this whole, like, gun, you know, conversation that we've been having in this country for 20 fucking years is that nothing ever changes. One time it changed and it helped, and then under a Republican administration, it went away. And now there are more gun deaths by semi-automatics than probably in, you know, the last five wars that we fought. So the thing is, like, we only have like 4 weeks, 5 weeks left of the Democrats controlling all three branches of government. So if they want to do something about these semi-automatic weapons, then now's the time. Like, you don't get to take a break right now when there are, you know, Americans dying every single day. When you guys could do something, but you choose not to. Because come next year, in January, the Republicans will take over the House of Representatives, and their only desire is to investigate Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, who's not even in government at all. I don't understand why anything that he does has anything to do with the day-to-day operations of keeping America running and keeping the people safe. But that is the course of action that they will take. They will not do anything about inflation, about prices, about, you know, consumers being gouged at the grocery store. Gas is going down, so there's that, which I'm sure the Republicans will take credit for, even though they have absolutely nothing to do with it. They have fought against gouging, gas prices, safety. They have denied everything that has come out in this last Congress. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We have 4 or 5 weeks left where, you know, these people that we elect to... run this place to do something. And I'm not saying it will happen. The chances of it happening are so slim. But I also know that, Nancy Pelosi is stepping down, and although she already has, an amazing record, to get something like this through during a lame duck session would just cement her as the hero that she could be. So that's pretty much all I have to say about any of this stuff until, at least we get either some answers, some clarification, some direction in where we're going with these massive, massive things that just keep happening. The next 2 years are going to be fucking disgusting because the Republicans are in charge of the House and they will have, the authority to do whatever type of bullshit garbage that they're going to do. And if you think that anything is going to get through that is going to help you in any type of way, then you do not understand who the Republicans are today. They are trash. And they will do everything that they can to make it harder for you and easier for the wealthy. So, with that, goodbye.